Okay, this is the National Finance Committee meeting for Thursday, October 20th. This is Dave Adelson, Chair speaking. Casey McFaul is the Secretary. Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Yes. Gatewood?
I'm present.
Roberts? Bediako?
Present.
Tesley?
Present.
Allen? Weinman? Adelson?
Here.
McFaul is here. Tattersall?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
I have 8.
Okay, that's a quorum. I sent around a proposed agenda yesterday, and the just simply repeating what was present in the posting of the meeting at kpftx.org/PA calendar. And that was a roll call and approval of agenda, approval of minutes, the NFC work plan for 06, setting the next meeting date, and adjournment. And under the NFC work plan, I broke out budget calendar and accounting standards. We don't need to do that. Lonnie had raised the point about this is a single item on the goals for the year. But in any case, the agenda is as proposed. Is there a motion to accept it, and then we'll revise it?
Well, accept it before we revise it, or after?
Usually you make a motion to
make a motion to accept the agenda.
Okay.
All right. Revision. Any revisions?
I have some discussion on that on the agenda.
Go ahead.
Well, I had proposed this meeting, and my intent in proposing it was to, if we could, on a single call, go over critical issues that face the network on the large level. And have some sort of document that we could present to the board at the meeting in Houston on major policy issues we've discovered face the network in the course of working on this committee for a whole year. And I had made some recommendations on what some of those major policy issues were. And they're crucial from where I sit. They're network and they cross stations. My definition of critical is that it's something we don't have an answer to, or it's a critical policy issue, or one that affects more than one station. And we've been discussing them on this committee. And so my intent was that we get a list of the critical issues, financial issues facing the network, give the PNB a list, that list, hopefully it's a short list, we can't deal with every issue, and go to the meeting in Houston and basically say, these are the critical issues we've discovered on the NFC that need addressing. We place them before the PNB, and then, as a committee, take it upon ourselves to look toward creating some recommendations for the committee in that area by the January board, so that we start off with a new board, having given new board people a sense of what the critical issues are, and as a committee, that I would propose to deal with a sort of subset of those critical issues. We all know what they are. We've been discussing them on this committee at least a year or two. But we have not brought them to the PNB in an organized way and also taken responsibility to put them in the goals for our work for the year. So that's really what I hope we could accomplish in terms of just a list. We all know what the issues are.
Hi, this is Teresa.
And then go from there. So that was my intent in asking for this particular meeting. I had in my CFO report identified some of the policy issues that I felt were network-wide and critical. But that's by no means exhaustive. So anyway, that's a quick summary.
Further discussion?
The other area, if I just finish that thought, is from critical policy issues, that's process issues with how the committee works. And I think that as we start off on the new year, as you know, people on the committee have had issues with how this committee works. I certainly count myself as one of them. But I think that we can address the policy issues, I mean the process issues, and see what we can do to improve the internal functioning of the committee itself. Otherwise, we'd be working at odds. And that's not a fun way to spend the year. So what I'm hoping we can do is come up with some process agreements about how this committee could work more amicably over the course of the next fiscal. So those two issues, policy, process.
Jane, I'd like to move that we amend our agenda for item 3 instead of NFC work plan, that we retitle that policy and process for the National Finance Committee.
This is Patty.
Go ahead, Patty. I got that, Jane. It doesn't require a second. Go ahead, Patty.
Does all that include the responsibilities of certain people in the committee and in the foundation, and when we get reports and how those fit into our plan? And also, is that involved in this? Because I think that's, you know, is that in there? That we talk about, you know, our reports and when they're due and what they are and...
Yeah, that's under process, Patty, so I'm open to that. I'm not excluding that sort of stuff. I just want to, I'm sure everybody would agree. We want to work and see if we can improve the way we work together. And that, I would not exclude the reports and stuff that you and others are concerned about, but I don't feel that the concerns I brought to this committee have produced the kind of outcome that I need and want as a CFO.
I have a question on this. So the issues, I mean, we've all agreed that we need to deal with accounting standards. We need to deal with a budget calendar. That fits within the policies question?
Well, what I was hoping we could do, we could identify on this call, and I don't have a lot of time on the call, so maybe some of you know I have a real serious family issue now in my family. I was hoping if we were to identify the top three critical issues that we feel face this network financially, and then the second tier of three, and then do the same thing with the process side. We have the list. What are the critical issues facing this network over the next year, certainly, and have the board, you know, work with us around, okay, these are the issues that are in policy that you've identified, and then we tell them they're willing to take some responsibility to come back to that January board with some recommendations on what to do about those critical issues.
Well, do you consider the budget calendar and the way we do things like accounting for reserves critical? I mean, I certainly do.
Yeah, budget calendar is not on the same level, I think.
Well, okay.
I do include the budget calendar in the process.
Okay, so as long as you feel those items fit in there, I have no objection to changing the name of the agenda item. We'll all differ, I imagine, on what we think are the crucial things and in what order. But if we have consensus that those the questions of accounting standards and budget calendar fit within the framework that Jane has described, I have no objection to changing it. Other discussion?
Yeah, this is Laverne.
Go ahead.
I think that what Lonnie has suggested in terms of what we do, I think this is something we talked about probably after Lonnie has signed off on the calls, but after you signed up, we've kind of talked about the need to have some outline, timeline of the important things that we need to attend to and just some of the issues that you guys have brought up. But again, it's really, and the, Lonnie says he only has a short time, it's really difficult to really come to a real full discussion on those things unless it's face-to-face. And this is another idea I brought up about bringing the treasurers to the PNB and have a finance meeting there face-to-face so that we can talk about these things and really express them, get them out in the open. And I think that's something we'd ask for, like back in January when we had the PNB meeting in LA, we'd kind of ask for a discussion then, but I don't think we had time. So it's you know, in terms of time and that type of discussion, it's going to be difficult to do this on the telephone, and particularly with the PNB meeting coming up and trying to prepare that and put some things together. So, you know, that discussion, you know, again, I would like that discussion, and I'd like it at the PNB meeting, and I'd like it before January, too, because we don't know, well, we can assume who would be reelected. But I think we definitely need the treasurers there, and we need this as face-to-face, and perhaps Lina can bring in some of his staff, too, and other people on the PNB who would have input to this type of planning from a finance standpoint. And, again, let me just point, it's just too difficult to do that in a small, in like a short time over the phone at this time. I don't think it's going to work very well.
Any other discussion?
Well, this is Teresa. I'm the eternal optimist. If Lonnie says that he wants to talk about what our goal is, what our vision is, I don't think it ever hurts to talk about that, especially if everybody is in the right mood to kind of work together. And it's amazing how something like that will gel if everybody, you know, just suddenly can understand somebody else's point of view. So I'm always for having that discussion.
I'll raise another point. One of my issues is, and maybe it's more properly done in the agenda item, but if we're doing a report for the PMB, I'm concerned about time. Our report, it has already been filed. It's sizable. It relates to the budget. And I would think that while we could notify the board, the idea that the board could have some discussion on it at the Houston board meeting may not be, may not really be possible, but I don't think that that's any reason to not have the, pardon me, to not have the discussion now. Is there further comment on the agenda, or should we move to the question? Go ahead, Patty.
Patty?
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is this moment or then either, but people are talking like, you know, after the meeting in Houston that, you know, we're all just waiting till January, and I don't agree at all. We've got plenty of work to do even after this next board meeting, so I'm not looking at January right now. I'm looking at November. So we can think about all those issues, too, what we have to do until January, too.
Well, no, my proposal is that after we introduce the board to what we consider the critical issues, how we work together, that we start to meet, formulate policy recommendations, and that's long before the January board, of course. So, yeah, you know, assuming we will probably lose time during the month of December, so it is November. So anyway, I propose, you know, as I said before, this is a serious issue for me. I cannot spend the time on these calls, you know, four or five, six-hour calls. I don't consider that productive in terms of my job and what I have to get done. And I was going to reduce my participation in this group if it can't meet my needs and the needs of our interim IED, too. So what I'm hoping we can do, agreement on how this thing can work for all of the members of this group. Other than that, you know, I'm thinking, well, I can't do this every other week or every week. I've got too much on my...
All right, can we move so we can have a knockdown drag out now, please?
Well, we can... this is Teresa. If Lonnie feels that way, then... maybe we can arrange to have him on part of the discussion that we consider most relevant. And, you know, I'd like to not take the attitude that we're going to, like, gang up on you or have a knockdown drag out. But, I mean, we have a similar situation in Houston where we had a staff member that came to a meeting and they just didn't want to go through all the gyrations that the committee did. So perhaps it's... You know, as a committee, what we can do is help Lonnie by deciding what is most important that he be involved in.
We have a motion before us. It's the motion is to alter the agenda to replace the the title work plan of the NFC with policies and goals, was it, Jane?
I have policy and process.
Policy and process. Is there any further discussion? If not, let's move the agenda and deal with those issues.
Okay. If it's okay,
hold on, Lonnie, we're not there yet. Is there any objection to the change?
No.
Okay, so we'll accept that change. Then the next thing is the minutes. I don't think we've seen any new minutes since our last meeting, so I'd entertain them.
Dave, I send out minutes the night after our meeting.
Oh, really?
The night of our meeting, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let me look it up. Here they are. I found it. Okay, these are NFC minutes 10/13/05. That's the 10/13 meeting. We have a prior meeting that we don't yet have minutes for. Is there a motion to accept the 10/13/05 minutes?
So moved.
Yes.
Okay, discussion.
Dave, do you want, having not seen them, do you want to approve them or just postpone them until our next meeting?
I think it's very brief. I've read through it actually already. There's just a few items. There's the approval of the agenda, the approval of the minutes, scheduling a next meeting, the budget calendar, and the report. And it appears to all be in order to my reading. Very efficient, one and a half page long. So I'm satisfied with it. If somebody wants to make a motion to postpone, that's in order.
Has anybody moved that we approve them?
It's been already moved.
Okay, yes.
So unless you want to move to table, then we'll proceed to the vote. Is there any objection to accepting these minutes?
No. Dave, can I just, I don't have them in front of me, I'm sorry.
I'll
just say about the budget calendar. Does it indicate in there that Ambrose was going to request that Lonnie put that together for us? Is that part of the minutes?
It says the interim executive director will request that the CFO submit a proposed budget calendar to the NFC.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I will send you a copy as soon as I stop downloading what I'm downloading now.
Okay.
So is there any objection to adopting the October 13 minutes as submitted? Hearing none, they're adopted. The next thing is the body of the meeting, which is goals and policies. Who would like to start? I mean, policies and procedures, I suppose.
I'd like to start since I guess I feel strongly about this particular subject.
Okay, how much time would you like to spend on your...
I think that I don't know. I think about 10 minutes to set it up, and then if we could just go around the table and list the policy issues people feel be part of our package.
So are you suggesting that you would speak for 10 minutes and then we would go around the table, or?
Yeah, I need five minutes or so just to set up a couple of things because I have some written recommendations in the policy area.
Okay. Can you email those to us?
Oh, they're part of the CFO report.
Okay. You know that the CFO report was part of an email labeled confidential. And I'm not clear on why it was confidential. Have the treasurers received it?
Sure. But I can send it around.
Okay, would you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do a verbal on it, but I will.
Okay, if you could do it and start in 5 minutes and then we'll go around because I think everybody's...
There's only four that I wanted to put on the... I just send it to some treasurer.
Lonnie, please remember when he goes to Treasuries, he goes to my SBC Global, please.
Hey, will do.
Can you send it to me, too, please?
Well, why not send it to me again, also? But
I'm hearing a lot of noise on the call. Does anybody know who's banging around?
Did it hurt when I came on?
It's my printer. I'm sorry. I have a grant proposal that has to be at the county at 5. I'm going to be driving in a minute.
Okay. Could you mute yourself with *6?
Sorry.
Great. Oh, that's much better. Okay. So, Lonnie, why don't you go ahead and we'll take about 5 minutes for you to lay that stuff out.
Yeah. I want to start with first principles about what is the charge of this committee And I think that's important to clarify, because we can spend a whole year, and I think we did, working on the committee with very different assumptions about what is the charge of the committee. And when you look in the bylaws, bylaws are very general about what the charge of the finance committee is. And it speaks to specifics like the budget, to review the budget and make recommendations to the PNB. But I think that that needs to be clarified. Now, I think that the charge of this committee needs to be revisited and clarified. I think that that it ought to be specific to policy issues, financial policy. Our product ought to be policy. What we do should be to produce policies and separate those from procedures. There are procedurals for the network, and there are procedures that are operational procedures, and they belong to operations. And I think, crossed the line and confused the two. There are operational policies, and then there are network policies.
Can I give an example quickly?
Please.
Yeah, you have an operational policy for the network is a policy that affects all stations and the whole network in a uniform way. But it doesn't dictate to managers about how, on an operational level, they should carry it out, or doesn't dictate to them what the operational policy should be. In fact, recommendations for operational policy should come from managers.
Could you give a concrete example? That'll just help clarify.
A policy at a network level would be a policy on surpluses, for example, right? How those dollars should be used. The procedure that a station might use to identify those surpluses and produce whatever it is that the station might want to use those surpluses for should be at the station level. Working the managers, working with the LSPs. Board shouldn't dictate that, and we shouldn't tell them how, because each station is different, and some policies, one size indeed, does not fit all. But anyway, I think that there's two or three notions of the charge of this committee. Some folks feel that the charge, at least I think so, that the charge of the committee is to oversee the CFL. That is not my notion of the charge of this committee. The charge of the committee is the charge of the committee to is a place where stations can discuss individual issues they're having at their station around various issues. I think that's appropriate to some extent, but I think we should be dealing with policies that cut across more than one station. Now, people say, well, where is the station going to deal with their individual issues? I think it should be dealt with offline. I don't think that we should bring to this call individual station issues. I think that is counterproductive, it's time-consuming, and it has not served us well when we've allowed it to happen. We should restrict this committee to dealing with policy issues, that's our product, that cut across and involve more than one station, and think seriously about how we cannot lose individual station issues in the process. So that's the what are we doing, what's our charge? And I think that we need to go to the PNB. We can agree on what a charge is. What is the charge? What are we doing? How are we spending our time and why? As I said, my view is that our charge is to produce a product, and that product is policy recommendations to the PNC. I'm sorry, to the PNB. That's the job. And I think that issues around governance, issues around procedures, issues around stations management are not the prime focus and should not be the prime focus of the National Finance Committee. It's a national committee. All right, so charge is an issue. I think that the committee meetings are far too long. They take up too much time. I'm speaking now as a CFO. Other people may feel differently, and I understand that they do. But they're far too long. That's not a sign of efficiency. That's a sign that we are not organized well enough to do the job effectively and efficiently and not waste people's time. The committee, these meetings go too long and they're too frequent. I just don't feel that that's an efficient use of anybody's time. Now, other folks may want to do it, but I don't think that this network ought to pay for it and ought to allow it. The other, that's a process issue. Now, policy. I think that there are three or four crucial policies that should be put on the table for us to look at and make the PNB aware that these are policy issues we're willing to take responsibility for, come back with some recommendations. Policy issue number one. If you look at my CFO report, I won't go through those, but I'll try to summarize them for you. I think the number one policy issue that we're faced with is the use of our scarce resources, dollars, technical skills, vision. Where are we going as a network financially? I think number one policy issue is, what is our recommendation to the PNB on the financial plan for this network? As an NFC, we should be saying to the PNB, here are the resources we think this network needs in order to move through the next 56 years. The financial resources that are needed to sustain this network for the next 56 years, that's our charge. And we should be working at that. What's my answer to that question? My answer to that question is, we need to be on solid financial footing. We are not. We need to be letting the PNB know that, and we need to be making recommendations about how to get there. That's a big one, but it is. This committee exists to do the big one, the big financial issues. And we need to be discussing that. How shall we come up with a financing mix that gives sustainability to this network in the next 10 years or 5 years? That will involve a mix of items, everything from membership to programming, to a number of issues, but it's still the job to be done. Second issue is on the financial integrity of how we operate within legal laws that govern this network, the FCC, the CPB, state government, IRS. All of those institutions govern what we do, and we need to be sure that financial integrity exists as those folks have defined it for us, and as we ourselves choose to define that financial integrity. Now, one of my recommendations is that this is a big one. This is not easy. And as you all know, that our attorney has identified that every individual in the network, board member and programmer, should sign an affidavit on Plugola and Payola. And affidavits and those declarations were sent to every station and to the general manager and asked that each member, complete those affidavits. They are part of establishing clearly the financial integrity of this network and that we are complying with the FCC rules. To date, we've only gotten one affidavit from one individual. Now, I understand some stations are working on it. Glad to hear it. But we haven't received it. I think that's crucial. As the Finance Committee, we should be standing behind this network and saying to our constituents, we care about those issues around Plugola and Payola. They're required of us anyway. Our attorney has stated it. But as a Finance Committee, we need to step up and state our support to ensure that integrity on the financial side. And we haven't done it. I'm saying it should be attached to our budget recommendations. We should say this budget needs to be presented to the PNB, and the PNB ought to have us ensure it, the PNB, that we as a finance committee are ensuring to make a moving to ensure that that integrity exists at all the levels that we can have an effect on it. I believe that that the product would be financial plan as much as we can come up with. And in that financial plan, we would try to answer questions like, who does own the surplus just at a given station? Some stations feel, well, we raise those funds. They're our funds. That is a policy issue. that the PNB needs to be aware of and discuss. And we should be making recommendations one way or another. If we can, at least we bring the issue. If we can agree on the answer to that question, we should, as part of our responsibility, bring it up so that the PNB can become aware of it. We have issues around the one-month surplus. We should make sure, we should bring that up. There's no reason not to. We have struggled with it. We have tried to deal with it. And we've had varying degrees of success. But we must look to the PNB to see what their thinking might be. And I think that they will be willing to engage. Maybe not at this meeting, but I think they're going to want a little bit more.
You've been going now for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I will close and see if this gets us off on the discussion route. So everyone on the call knows the issues. We've all been struggling with them for a year. I'm just suggesting that we organize a statement around the issues, make the PNB aware of it, take on responsibility to come back with some recommendations, either before the January board or whenever it seems timely. That's the thrust of my comments.
Okay, I'd like to open up for discussion, but before I do, I want to take the liberty of just reading a couple of relevant passages in the bylaws. The first is from the article on Board of Directors of the Foundation. I'm sorry, I didn't get which article that was. It was Section E, Specific Patterns, Powers and Duties. I'll find out which article in a second. One of the specific powers and duties of the board is appointing, supervising, and discharging the foundation's executive director, chief financial officer, and all financial officers, prescribing powers and duties for them as are consistent with these bylaws and setting salaries and wages. The Article 9 that describes the chief financial officer's role says that the chief financial officer shall keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintained adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. The books of accounts shall be open at any reasonable time to inspection by any director. Upon demand, the CFO shall cause to be deposited all monies and all other valuables in the name and to the credit of the foundation with such depositories as may be designated by the board. She/he shall cause the funds of the foundation to be disbursed as she/he may be properly directed from time to time, shall render to the executive director and the board an account of all of his transactions as chief financial officer and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested, and shall have other such powers and perform other such duties as may be prescribed by the board or bylaws. So that's the CFO. The Finance Committee. The Finance Committee shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor, and this is Section 3 of Article 8. The Finance Committee shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly and shall include as members the CFO, a director from each radio station, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's on composition. And then in Article 8, when it talks about what committees are proscribed from doing, i.e. cannot do, they cannot do the following: approve any action which under the California Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation Law or these bylaws also requires approval of the members or delegates. They cannot fill vacancies on the board or any committee. They cannot fix compensation for directors serving on the board or any committee. They can't amend or repeal these bylaws or adopt new ones. They can't amend or repeal any resolution of the board. They can't create any other committees of the board or appoint members of the committees to the board, provided, however, that LSBs are entitled to create subcommittees of the LSB. They can't approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party, and they can't incur any indebtedness or borrow money on behalf of the foundation. So that's what they're prescribed from doing. The implication is that other actions may be taken by committees, if not specifically prohibited by the board, which would be a resolution of the board. So I just wanted to lay those things out as what the bylaws say about the various roles relative to finance. So having done that discussion on the goals.
Thank you.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
Lonnie, are you saying that you feel that we, I mean, I know we're in transition and we are learning, and I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I'll maintain a healthy skepticism, but to you and every member of this committee, it's an honor to be working with you, even though it's sometimes rough. I think that we have made headway. Lonnie, are you saying that we have egregiously not complied with what we're supposed to be doing according to the bylaws? Or are you just saying we need to turn a little bit in a different direction and get more focused?
I'm saying a little bit of both, Teresa.
A little bit of egregious.
a little bit. Because, you know, reading the bylaws and interpreting the bylaws are two different things. And what we have here is people read the bylaws and they have different interpretations of what the bylaws mean. And as it affects the Finance Committee, I think that is exactly the case. Different people have different ideas from reading the same bylaws about what this committee can and should do. So I think that needs to be clarified.
Lonnie, since you've had so much time to lay out your position on this, I'd like to go to other members of the committee. I understand that Teresa asked you a question, but I think now if we're going to make this productive, we need to hear from the other members as well. Do you have any objection to that?
I love some discussion, but even more interested in what our action plan on this issue would be.
Okay, well, Patty. We have discussion on that, Patty?
Can I get on the stack after Patty?
Patty, then Baruti. Anybody else?
Casey, please.
Patty, Baruti, Casey. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for reading the job duties of everybody involved here. I could speak a lot about some of these things, but one thing that I wanted to thing that really confused me is when Lonnie was talking about our council, who's John Kriegler, but we really don't have, Pacifica really doesn't have a council. We still haven't hired a board. We still haven't hired a council for the foundation yet. So I don't know. Is
Patty,
the council you're talking about Kriegler?
Patty, I just want to clarify. Kriegler is our FCC attorney. What
right.
You're talking about is general counsel for the foundation.
Exactly. Well, you know, he didn't say FCC attorney, so I'm just saying, okay. All right, so basically what I just want to say, because this was an example brought up or whatever, if there are people supposed to sign these affidavits to protect the foundation, I mean, what do we have to do with it? This is an executive director shall order it done. I don't understand why we're even involved here. If this is something the attorney says, this should not bog down in the finance, or that we should even encourage one person to sign a piece of paper. This seems to fall under the duties of the executive director, that in order to protect the foundation, this affidavit shall be done. I don't understand why we're even involved in that. So I think that like, doesn't make any sense to me. You know, any time, you know, if this needs to be brought up as a motion, just like changing our bank signature, well, that's another story, but to get involved in this is just wasting time, in my opinion. Now, maybe I'm confused as to what you're talking about, but I think that would be the duty of an executive director and really not under our purview in any way anyhow. And I will stop there for now.
Rudy.
Yeah, I wanted to say, well, first thing, I don't think, you know, at the pace that we're going now, it would definitely be, I mean, I'm basically echoing what was said earlier, in terms of us putting together something that the committee could put before the PNB in this month in terms of priorities. I mean, I don't think that's realistic. So I think that this is going to be an ongoing it's a process that we can start today, but, I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to reach consensus.
Can you hang on a second?
Mm-hmm.
Can whoever has got that, maybe somebody's driving or we're getting some kind of noise in the background, whoever did just mute themselves, thank you. Okay,
right.
Go ahead, Brody. Now I can
right. So I was just saying that we're not going to be able to put that priority list together today, and I still need some. I need to see what Lonnie's talking about in writing, because I'm not clear. I need more clarification. Let me need clarification on this thing. So, and I don't know if you sent the email yet, Lonnie, but I haven't received it yet. But I also agree too that the meetings are too long, and they're frequent. But it seems it's on the other hand too. It seems as though we're not dealing with things that don't need to be dealt with. I mean, we're dealing with things that obviously there are questions about, and you know the people on the committee aren't clear about these issues. So
I mean, I wish the meetings were shorter and less frequently too, but I haven't heard an example of anything, and maybe you can provide it, of things that we've spent time on that we shouldn't have spent time on. I mean, I'm sorry that it takes so long to deal with them, but I need more clarity as to what we've done that has been I don't want to say a waste of time, but could have been done in a different way. So I'll say that, and I'll say, yeah, I'm all for putting together priorities that we can put together, and I think we need to work on that. And, you know, this could be the beginning of that. Thank you.
Casey?
This is LaVarie. If you could put me on the list, please.
Okay.
And this is Teresa. Can you put me on the list?
Sure, and then I'll put myself.
And this
LaVarie.
Is Jane, and I'll get on the stack, too.
Okay, then I'll put you before me. I'll go LaVarie, Teresa, Jane, Dave. Go ahead, Casey.
Hi, thanks. First, I apologize for the noise, but... we're still meeting in the middle of the workday, so I can't really avoid it. I guess, first of all, I'm a little bit confused by some of what you're saying, Lonnie, and what your goals are for the discussion. I do agree that the role of a board and its committees are to oversee things like policies and procedures, to approve those. But as someone who trends boards, I will tell you that I have never seen that happen without management first bringing existing policies that either need to be reviewed and changed to the board or to present new policies for approval first. And it sounds to me like what you're asking for is this committee to start from scratch, even though, you know, I think we've asked for various policies at different times. I'm not saying that, you know, if those policies don't exist, then you're asking for us to help begin to develop those. I think that's fine, but I think, you know, that needs to be clearly stated. Otherwise, typically management is the one who starts that and then brings it to boards and committees to work on. The other thing that wasn't mentioned, which I have never, ever seen, is a finance committee that reviews financial statements monthly but doesn't approve them and then recommend them for submission to the entire board to be adopted into the minutes. We look at them, we discuss them halfway, but we've never had a motion for approval. That's never happened, and that's our job. And, you know, to me, that I'm not sure, Lonnie, how you're fitting that into what's considered to be oversight and what's considered to be planning. And I guess I'll leave it at that, other than to say, you know, as far as setting goals and priorities, I do also think that's important. I think we're all frustrated at times by the length of the meeting. But a lot of that also has to do with, you know, how we have open communication and free-flowing information, and that's just not always there. And that's it. Thank you.
LaVarie.
Thank you, Dave. First, I'd just like to say that for everyone on the call, that I certainly appreciate and thank you for the expertise that you've brought to this Finance Committee, and that all of us are frustrated to a large extent on getting things done. And I think Baruti and Casey both have touched on the things that we believe need to be done, and that seems to be the issue here in terms of getting the process in and asking for things. And when we discuss things, since all of us basically have some type of finance background, we're used to seeing things in writing, laid out. And when you generally discuss things, unless it's like laid out, it's difficult to follow because you can't interpret it one way or another. So I think that that's one of my frustrations that I've had, you know, with asked to see things. And unless we see it there in writing, it's difficult to really, you know, agree on something. And particularly like Casey had pointed out, in terms of looking at the results and having those in a timely fashion and then approving those, not just looking at them, reviewing it, but approving them. And the different policy things that we've tried to actually accomplish through subcommittees, but that we've asked to see those things. And as Baruti and Casey both have pointed out, that usually that comes from management. Even if you just have like a straw man or something you copy from some board package, and for us to review and then build on it from there, and that that's basically the how you get those things done. But again, you know, I certainly appreciate all the support. I mean, the background and expertise of you guys on the committee are really dynamic, and you know, as Patty says, you know, this is not the end of it. We have a lot of work to do before January.
Thank you, Teresa.
I want to thank Lonnie for your work in this transition, but I agree with Patty in that the example that you brought up of people not signing Plagola and Payola is not our job. And I think the executive director needs to call every one of the GMs and say, if you expect to receive your paycheck, I want all of those signatures from your volunteers and, you know, people. I'm assuming every programmer, correct? Every programmer needs to sign those?
What I said is that people on this finance committee need to sign those. This is not just referring to the program.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. If the board says we need to sign it, I've never been given that to sign.
Well,
it's
everybody. It's not just programmers. It's members of this committee should be the first ones to sign.
Right, but Lonnie, but don't you know? Give us the benefit of the doubt, and if you need to suggest to the IED that he needs to ask that of us, fine. But when you say you haven't received any but one, I was never asked to sign it. So please don't hold that against me.
Yeah, that's a good point. But you know, are the members of the committee feeling like they never got the email around the affidavit?
No, the board members certainly did get it. I don't know. I emailed a question about it that I wanted answered before signing, and it was never responded to. But board members definitely got it. I don't know if treasurers got it.
Yeah, board members got it, and at least twice that I know of. So when I...
Sorry, I guess I misinterpreted it because I had not seen any discussion on it, and I thought it was something for programmers.
Folks, but I agree that it's not necessarily germane to this committee. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, and I forgot my other point, so I'm sorry. That's all for now.
Next I have Jane.
Hi, this is Jane. Lonnie, this sounds really simple, but for me, I think we need plain, easy-to-read, standardized financial statements. I feel like at least 30% spent on calls over the last year.
Jane, you broke up.
Can you repeat
yourself, please?
This is. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I feel that at least 30% of the excess time we spent on calls was because of things that could be clarified with improved financial statements. And I know on a local level, I have spent an inordinate amount of time working back and forth with our business manager and our members of our finance committee trying to figure out what does this mean, you know. And I think that improvements to the financial statements has to be a priority, and the timeliness of them, making clear, understandable financial statements available to our board members and to our membership. That, I believe, should be a high priority, and that's certainly what my mind is focused on.
Hang on a second. Are you done, Jane?
That's all.
Okay, I'm next.
Oh, and I feel the need to respond if I can.
Well, I'm going to address that issue too. So if you could hold off just a second, then you could address them together because my comments go in a similar direction.
And I'll go on the stack too.
Okay, so I have Lonnie and then Patty after me. So what I have down of what you said is the question of what is the charge of the committee, that the meetings are too long, that we should be dealing with the financing mix, and that our product should be policy. By financing mix, deciding, you know, what do we need to do in terms of finance, what are our financial goals for the network. And I'll work backwards. On the financial goals for the network, I think one of the key things that in order to... let me take a step back. I think that in order to determine what your financial goals are, you have to determine what you're doing as a network. They don't just exist, to my mind, as a free-floating question. And I think one of the underlying issues at the network level is what's the development path going to be. For example, Mark Roberts said on the last call that the 20% central services isn't enough to grow the national entity. And I note that, you know, we used to pay 17, stations used to pay 17%. That included the funding for Democracy Now!, the archives, and Pacifica Network News. Now stations pay 20%. In addition, they have a budget line that pays for Democracy Now! And a budget line that pays for FSRN coming out of the restricted portion of their grant. They also pay bill backs, and the archive doesn't get that revenue. So, and we're still at a point, if we look at the budgets, where the national office needs a lot of money. If we're really going to expand national Spanish language news, for example, and the rest, that's going to take money. The national office doesn't use any volunteer power, and all the salaries at national are higher relative to the people doing comparable jobs at the stations. So until we as a network decide how are we going to develop our units, including the national unit, it's a little bit hard for the finance committee to speak in general terms about what our financial needs are going to be. And as long as we do this in an ad hoc way, where we're just talking about funding specific programs, we never really do get down to the questions of how do we allocate resources between units, which is embedded in what you said about surpluses. I'll go to that next. The question of surpluses, it's a new question. The idea, for the first time, what's being raised is the idea that surpluses might not belong to stations, and it's being posed as though, you know, it's an open question. It's not. It's a question that's sort of being put forth for the first time, and it's related to that question of growing the national. And we need to have that discussion. I'm not clear that we have it at this level. I think what needs to happen is that an executive director, hopefully our new one, puts forth a plan and says, this is the development path we want to follow. This is how we want to fund this thing. This is how we want to organize our units. Next, and then the board can deliberate on it and kick it to the various committees that it belongs at. That's my own opinion. On the question of accounting, which Jane raised and which other people, Ed LaVarne raised and the rest, I agree. I think one of the reasons for the length of the call is that we don't have a set of just definitions. Lonnie, in some of your reports, for example, your CFO report, you make references to things like cash variances that don't correspond to particular budget lines. So it's hard to know what is meant, and we end up in discussions about what is meant. We need a definition of surplus. We also have issues the over accounting for reserves. So the idea that reserves are what shows up in the bottom line of an income statement or a budget has been raised problematic. And until we get an accounting system, we're going to spend undue amounts of time just figuring out what we're being told. I want to raise in the CFO report what we raised in the attachment. You and we differ by $1.1 million in what we say are going to be the cash reserves of KPFA and KPFK at the end of fiscal 06 based on these budgets. So if there's a difference of that much in what we think the surplus, the bank account is, then we can't even get to any of the other questions because we can't talk about in detail what's actually happening. The last point, Marnie's breakout of the budget and work that Jane and others have done. We can't deal with what's going on in our network without being able to see exactly how the finances are being spent. And the current way that the budgets are organized don't let us do that because we can't see inside those line items. And most importantly, you can't tell how much is allocated to individual projects. So without being able to do that, it's impossible for the finance committee to make, in my opinion, recommendations on policy. And there is one other thing, which is the reporting. The board has passed a motion. The NFC is not empowered to undo it. It's a motion that says that we should be receiving certain things quarterly, and we haven't. And again, without receiving those things that are already committed to, it's very hard to move forward. I understand how much work you do. I appreciate it. But this, if we're going to say there's a problem here in the way efficiency with which we move, then you have to take some responsibility, too. And if we can work together on that and solve it in the next few months, and we can deal with the work that Marnie's already done to lay these things out, I think we can go much faster towards dealing with the issues you've raised. That's all. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, I have a turn.
May I finish? This is Teresa. May I finish that thought? Just one little thing.
Teresa, no, because otherwise everybody
okay.
jumps in. Let's
okay,
go in
come
order.
Back to me.
I'll put you on the stack. I have Lonnie, then I had Patty, then I have you.
Yeah, I'm on. I was on the stack anyway.
Right.
So I think that was a litany of what's wrong with the national office and what's wrong with the CFO. I don't find that particularly helpful. I wrote them down. And what they add up to me is that unless we solve all these other problems, we cannot move forward. I think that's a fallacy. I also saw it that, oh, we can't do anything because the CFO reports are too complicated. The CFO report was in fact requested by this same finance committee 2 years ago from a much simpler report.
Bonnie, I didn't say complicated. I said
you don't understand it well.
No. I said you're proposing
$1 million
difference.
When you were speaking, I disagreed with most of what you said. I didn't interrupt you. Now, I've sat in this committee and heard charge after charge. Oh, if the accounting documents are not out on time. They're not what we said we wanted. Oh, the accounting definitions are not clear. We've got a situation of the accounting system needs to be looked at and reformed. Well, that attitude causes nothing to be done because it says everything must be fixed to my satisfaction before forward movement can be made. That is not wise, possible, smart, or doable. The world is not going to get fixed and everything you have a complaint about. What I'm suggesting is the opposite. You don't insist that everything must get fixed before you move forward. You choose the items you want to act on that are critical or crucial, understanding that they're not perfect, and you move on the critical items for the sake of this network and not spend hours on a finance call discussing the definition of surplus. Let the board decide what the definition of surplus is. Most people do know what it is. I trust that the board will be able to work its way through what's a one-month surplus. The board passed the policy, so they know what they meant, and we don't have to debate it here. Let them decide. On the 17%, I've heard it asserted over and over again. Lots of assertions are made in what you said that I totally disagree with. They're not true from my perspective. Now, rather than go through on this call again a whole plethora of detailed criticisms, which I don't find helpful at all, nothing creative, no suggestion about collaboration, no real idea about how to tackle issues, mostly criticisms. And I'm suggesting that, sure, criticisms can be made and must be dealt with, mind you. I have no problem dealing with them. But I don't believe that is what we should do for most of the time on this call. And I'm suggesting that we deal with, while understanding that we want to improve, of course we do. That goes without saying. But I haven't seen anybody take great responsibility at all on this call for anything. But it's a plenty of blame to spread around for the CFO, the national office, and God, everybody else. Well, that doesn't get us anywhere.